The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, I have some great and terrible news from the world of VR, and Colin and Brian fall asleep during. The Spice Must Flow again, a new trailer drops for the remake of Doom. And Brian is sad as we are lost yet another great in the world of professional wrestling. And Zach rants about the PS5 pre-order disaster. Oh no, what could go wrong? It's Boldly Going Nowhere.
Way to go, Sean.
You know, I think I did it.
That actually went pretty good.
That actually went fairly well this time.
It's not bad.
Hey, all right. Yeah.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Ears.
And, I mean, just the cavalcade of shittiness of 2020 just continues onwards.
You don't say.
What a year.
You don't say.
Just the worst.
It is the Brit of all years. I've been watching a lot of Community lately. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'd go with that. Actually, I don't know. I put this between Brit and Starburns.
It is the Starburns.
It's a Starburns kind of year. Oh no, Brian lagged out.
Oh no. Again. Oh, he faked it.
I knew he was.
Wombo combo.
That was fucking slick.
That ain't Falco.
That was pretty awesome. Good. That was good. I thought that was pretty good.
I thought he was going to punch out too.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Special treat to our one viewer out there.
Yay. So, Brian, how are you?
Oh no.
I can't hear Brian.
Brian, we can't hear you.
Brian. Brian.
If it's not something, it's something else.
Brian.
But why?
Brian.
It's Holmes' law. It's Holmes' law of podcasting.
That is, God, just rotten luck.
All right, there we go.
Wait, is that it?
Sorry, my Behringer plug got unplugged somehow.
It's all right. All that matters is that you're here.
You're here.
I'm doing all right. I've got a cat next to me. I've got caffeine. So if
Cats
I ever like lean over here.
Man.
I love your 80s era Dragon Ball Z t-shirt.
That's a bitchin' shirt. That's an awesome shirt.
Yeah. All right, so topics for tonight. I know Sean's been aching to talk about his VR news, so I guess we can start there.
Yes, put your best foot forward.
Quickly, pull out the schematics.
I got the schematics. Crazy news from Facebook Connect, which was previously Oculus Connect, because Facebook, this Lord Zuck, in all his wild and wisdom, bought Oculus, and now it's called Facebook Connect, released the, of course they leaked it a week earlier, but they released the price point of Oculus Quest 2. Now, I'll set this up saying the original Oculus Quest at 64 gigabytes, it's $399, right, for the original Quest, which they took off the shelves. You can't buy an original Oculus Quest anymore. They released this new VR headset. It's $299, and it's twice. It's like 50% more resolution than the original Oculus Quest, and even more than the Valve Index, which is a $1,000 headset.
They've stuffed pixels inside of pixels inside of pixels.
And it's using the new XR2 Qualcomm chip, which is like the latest of their line, which is all, you know, you have that chip and you're most of you have like the several generations back in your phones currently. So
it's nice.
So I mean, very, very excited. I already pre-ordered mine because I can't help it.
Now, I can't go further without saying this, because I mean, obviously the Quest 2 is great, but somebody has to stop this man. That's his third VR platform that he's purchased. Third. You have got to calm down.
You buy toys, I buy VR headsets.
$20.
but you add $20 and multiplies it. How many the stuff did you buy in a month?
Well, resale value though, I've got you there.
I can always sell my headsets.
I would recommend at least selling the old Quest, because you're not going to need it anymore.
I am selling the old Quest.
Okay.
Sean, believe me, I know it's going to come with the carrying case and everything.
Okay.
Sean, I venture to believe that those things are going to depreciate in value. Like I feel like the second that you break the seal on the box on those and you put them on your head, it depreciates by 20% at least. So... I'm sorry. I don't think that it's going to be the same as, hey, I've got a Lord Bracken in a box.
You don't understand.
I can sell it for five times what
I bought
it for.
They have a new Star Wars game coming out.
Depreciating faster than BMW in England.
Wow.
Sean, you know what you can do? You can gift that one to somebody who you are kind of friends with. They'll be like, wow, this guy really likes me. He got me a VR headset.
Well, he's half right. He's half right. So, Sean, give it to him. Give it to him after he gives you money.
There you go.
Yeah.
But hold on.
I don't want it. I must have missed this story.
You don't want it?
No. I am the worst person for a VR headset. I have the worst motion sickness.
He can't watch Cloverfield without throwing up. Like, how would he put on a VR headset?
I remember when he left District 9.
It was so funny.
I felt bad, right? But at the same time, it was also kind of funny.
It was funny. It is funny.
Mostly made it into the trash can. It's fine.
Yeah, I mostly made it there.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that scene in Goonies when Chunk was talking about, like, and I leaned over the balcony. Ugh.
I just never felt so bad in all my life. I'm starting to like this kid. Yeah, I totally do that.
So new Dune trailer, huh?
But aside from the resolution and the price point being lower, I mean, is there anything else we should know about this headset?
No, I'm done with it. But I'm done with the news. So Dune trailer.
Okay. So good news. Facebook good at VR headsets, shitty at social media platforms.
That's not the VR system's fault. That's Facebook's fault.
I'm right there with you.
Facebook is to blame for so many things. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's like their new layout.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to, if I was being honest.
So we're really excited to just be connect with friends. Zuckerberg, we're really excited to connect with friends. And he's like, he doesn't blink. He doesn't blink the entire time. And I don't know what studio lighting he goes, I'm sitting from home. I'm like, yeah, you are. You're sitting in a studio.
I am sitting here enjoying a human beverage.
That's it. That's it.
The days where you pine for the old MySpace layout.
Sean, that was amazing. I am here to talk to the government. I am your friend.
Error. Just expecting him to see sparks flying out of his face. Danger, Will Robinson. Yeah. Danger.
Klaatu, Varada, Niktu. Klaatu, Varada, Niktu.
So as Sean was saying, last week, the Dune trailer came out. Woo-hoo. Finally.
And wow, what a trailer.
Holy shit, that was so good. Was
visually, stunning.
I mean, as I was saying before, Denis Villeneuve films, I mean, they are nothing if pretty.
Yes. I've got a rocky relationship with these movies, but I will watch that one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll admit, like, the 80s Dune film still stands in my top 10 films of all time.
You mean you can
watch it without falling asleep?
Oh, yeah. Just so you know, I have the special edition, which has, like, all the cut footage from the...
I know, isn't it, like, 4 hours long or something?
I
can't do that.
I have the version that comes with, I think, Last Starfighter and Flash Gordon. Like the Walmart movie box set.
That version's probably the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it. I've never seen Dune.
I like it. You gotta like that kind of stuff, and that's the thing.
You gotta be in the mood for it, I can tell you that.
That's true.
I mean, like, I don't know. I like stuff like that, but like I've always heard such a negative stuff about it. On top of like, but it's still good though. And I'm like, make up your mind. Like, what is this movie?
Like, it's
definitely a niche audience.
Yeah. Like, remember, Brian, Super Mario Brothers and Street Fighter are bad films.
Super Mario Brothers is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Where's my pizza?
Change the channel.
Worst movie I've ever seen. Banned from this household.
What?
Which
Mario
one?
Brothers?
Mario Brothers.
That really? Wow.
Sean,
okay.
Sean agreed with me. That was an agreement thing. We made that list together.
It's only the thing is that movie is in itself. It's not meant to be watched unironically. Because you watch that movie and you have to kill some brain cells. Otherwise, you start to regurgitate. You're like, what am I watching?
Objectively, it is an awful film.
I will tell you right now, I did one of my favorite lines in that movie. I actually went and saved the Facebook post for it, or the Facebook page for it, just in case I ever want to make a band. And I want to call it Trust the Fungus. Because that's,
I mean,
like,
that works.
Trust the Fungus.
Trust the Fungus.
Yeah.
That works.
And then you could like have like different album names like Portobello and Shiitake and
Ba-bomb.
Button.
No, Ba-bomb has to be a song.
Ba-bomb.
Ba-bomb.
Monkey.
Monkey. And one of them has to be double M because apparently Mario is also his last name.
Yeah.
Mario, Luigi,
Mario. Luigi, Mario.
No, no.
We got way off track here, guys.
Yeah.
Holy crap. We got to.
But no, who here saw the Dune trailer? Has everyone seen it? Brian, you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up.
I'm going to pull it up.
Well, yeah, because obviously, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Just for another excuse to
watch it.
We're
going to watch the Dune trailer, everybody. Yay!
Hooray.
Soundboard that I used to have in the studio.
Yeah.
Yay!
Boo. I mean, wait, Brian, did you guys say is Patrick Stewart in it?
I was joking.
Well, he's in the 80s one, but...
That was the joke.
Sorry, everyone got on mute.
When's Kong versus Zilla coming out, by the way?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see it, but
I can't hear it.
Yours. So, yeah.
I can't wait to not see this in theaters.
I can't see shit. So, therefore, if I'm doing a screen cap and I'm recording it and it's going on Twitch, the audience is seeing an error has occurred.
Well, error.
So I'm gonna stop it, and then.
Don't worry, Sean. I'll just superimpose it over. It's fine.
Okay. We'll fix it in post.
Okay, he's gonna fix it in post. Everybody.
Hey, look, Josh Brolin.
Oh, what the. So I'm going to have to watch this after the show with sound.
Yes. Yes, it's preferable.
It's Batista's in this movie. Okay. Was that Jason Momoa?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's he doing all this way away from water? He's a water boy.
Well, you have to read Dune, but you'll find out. Also, I don't mind the Pink Floyd remix. Yep.
Was that a giant sand butthole?
That was a sandworm. That's the big thing in Dune. They had these monsters called sandworms. That is a visually stunning trailer. Like
I mean, just
like the star power and those visuals. Like I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Looks really well made.
You know what's funny? I watched that, and the thought I had was like, what if this had been advertised the way that like the last three Star Wars movies had been advertised? And it's just like this Christmas, the spice will flow. Always, you know, or something like that.
No, I know.
I mean,
the spice will be with you.
Yeah.
Spice always. Will be with you. Always.
No, but I definitely think that trailer is. I mean, also, like, I mean, yeah, the star power is out there. Like, Timothy Chalamet as Paul, Zendaya as Chani, Josh Brolin's in it, Batista's in it.
Oscar Isaac's in it. Harvey A. Barnum's in it. I'm trying to remember. There's a bunch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Skellen Skarsgård's in it, isn't he?
Yep, he was in there. And then Jason Momoa, obviously, which is great. It's cool. It's cool to see him in a role that's a little bit different than what he's used to.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep.
Didn't Zach just say that?
Oh, Brian heard me. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
Hey, I was going with it. I was just like, yeah.
Oh, Colin, we also have Javier Bardem.
Really?
Timothy Chalamet.
Welcome to Cast Wave Studios. We're all starting to form dementia.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And then also, I don't know the actress's name, but she was in Mission Impossible 5 and 6. She was in there, which is pretty cool. Oh, and also Javier Bardem.
Really, Harvey Bardem?
Yeah. Guys, I heard that Javier Bardem is in this.
Oh shit.
No fucking way!
There's a new Dune trailer that dropped.
Huh?
What?
A new? What did he
no,
say?
No.
He said there's a new Dune trailer that dropped. I was like, what?
People are listening to us. I'm like, am I going senile? Are they talking backwards?
Like, what the fuck just happened?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? Has anybody ever watched Red Letter Media's The Nerd Crew?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Kind of what it reminds me of.
No, but I am excited about it because, like I said, Dune's one of my top 10 favorite films, even though it is there's so much book to get through in one film.
It's a niche audience, yes.
Yeah.
It feels longer if your seat is uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean, that's Dune. The way with any movie, but like that one in particular, yes.
Yeah.
Dune is a great way to spend an entire Saturday.
Well, I can
I go with that.
I can tell you right now.
What'd you do with your Saturday? Dune, the spice must flow.
I woke up, I had breakfast, I watched part of Dune, I ate lunch, I watched part of Dune, I had dinner, and then I finished Dune.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
I will tell you right now. I actually I have officially seen a movie at Warehouse, and those seats are going to be very comfortable for watching Dune in for like 5 hours. So
I don't think this one's going to be that long.
Yeah.
So Brian, what movie did you see at Warehouse?
New Mutants.
How was it? I haven't seen it yet.
surprisingly not bad. I actually
really
liked
it. That's what I thought. Like, everybody's being such an asshole about it.
I liked it. And, like they do some really cool... I don't want to spoil anything, but they do some really cool stuff with Sauron.
Really?
In that movie. It's yeah.
All right. So. What? Okay, so as a like colossal baby, how scary is it?
Hey, there's some. I know that they marketed that movie as like a horror movie, like oh my god,
but it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Okay, it's not cool. like my girlfriend is a giant like baby when it comes to horror movies too, and she was okay with it. So
oh, okay,
like,
then I'll be all right then.
I was like, all right, cool. Because like she refuses to watch anything like slasher. Or anything like that, you know what I mean? Like Friday the 13th or Halloween. Oh, you suck.
I'm sorry. Like, I just don't like that. It's not fun neither. For me, except for Jason X. That was fun. Because that one's dumb.
Jason Takes Manhattan is kind of fun, too.
Freddy
vs. Jason was actually pretty cool, too. See, once they stopped being scary because they were focusing intentionally on being kind of dumb, it was easier to watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I recommend New Mutants, believe it or not.
I do want to see that really bad. So
it just sucks that it's very obvious that like it was supposed to tie into other stuff.
Oh, I know, and it's just oh well, what can you do?
All right, let's get back on track though.
But yeah, Doom. So my verdict on Doom is simply that like the visuals and stuff got me, but this is the same guy that made Blade Runner 2049. That. And that was really boring to me anyway. Like I'm not.
Well, again, the problem with that is that Blade Runner 2049 wasn't basing itself on any source material. So basically it was just Blade Runner fan fiction.
Yeah, basically. And yeah. It wasn't really doing it for me, man.
At least he's got like, at least Denis Villeneuve has got like 3 or 4 books. Because I don't really count any of the ones done after Frank Herbert died.
No, obviously.
No. So, like, you've got at least a good 2 or 3 books worth of source material before, you know, you start getting wonky, so.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were so versed in Doom lore, man.
Oh, yeah. It's you. We have the friend trifecta. It's Andrew Poff, William Davey, and Colm Kakamis.
Jesus.
They're Dune heads.
They are the keepers of the spice.
Well, yeah. What was it? I got into it because of Justin. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, the spice people are out there. We just don't know very many of them.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Is there a release date for that movie?
I remember, like, it was supposed to come out this year in like December, but. Yeah. Right, but then they were like, oh, we've delayed Wonder Woman 84, so more than likely we're going to end up delaying Dune as well.
Yeah.
Because of Backstreet Boys reunion tickets.
Yeah, as long as it's not, because Disney just fucking shifted the entire MCU a second time, so now Black Widow's not coming out till next year.
Why? Like, I don't...
They're
like,
out of their minds.
It makes no sense. I mean, like, I get that we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But
yeah,
we'll get that. I'll say this much right now. If you look up the Dune release date, it's still listing December 18th, 2020.
Okay,
so they haven't made a concrete, like, it's just been speculation on whether or not it's going to get delayed, hopefully
by December things are like under control, because like everything's been delayed. It's killing me. There's nothing to watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, worst case scenario, they're releasing on HBO Max and I'll have to watch it there.
Oh no,
what a shame.
Oh, just a real fast aside, if anybody's looking for something to watch on HBO Max, I just watched this documentary called Class Action Park. It's about Action Park.
Yeah. Action Park, baby.
Yeah. Oh, Action Park with the
I've heard about slide. This. Isn't this like that like janky ass like
water park?
Water park that like
America's most dangerous water park.
People are dying. Yes. Like
situated in New Jersey, 30 miles out of New York City.
Yeah, no, it's
north
Sean,
of the border.
Sean, there was a water slide with a loop de loop that did not work. People got stuck in the slide.
Oh, I gotta watch. I'm watching this right after this show. I got my plans.
They would open up the plans. Top of the thing and like they would find teeth and shit. Yep. And like it was bad. Like, so and then, bad. And then what was it like? The guy who ran it just was a colossal dick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Believe me, I can't believe I can't believe half the shit that he got away with.
Also, yeah, if you like that documentary, there's also a great Dollop episode on it.
Yeah.
In case you can't, like, if you don't have HBO Max, like, listen to the Dollop episode. Yeah. It'll go into all of that, and it's hilarious.
Here's how shady this dude was. When they were testing that slide that Zach was mentioning, like, he this dude hired, like, all these teenagers, and they were, like, you know, testosterone-filled, you know, thrill-seekers and whatnot, I guess, or whatever. But even they were just like, this looks crazy. But the dude would, like, literally stand at the bottom of the slide with $100 bills in his hand saying, if anybody wants to test this, I'll give you $100. And I'm like, dude, like...
That's still, like, my worst nightmare. How do you even get the fuck out of that?
Which $100 in the 70s as well.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money in those people times.
I found it in somebody's arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what was it? They, like, had so many injuries that they had to buy, like, what was it? They bought the local township a new ambulance because they had to make so many trips going back and forth.
That town, that was the only thing those ambulances were being used for, it was said.
Like, oh, yeah. God.
Because they were so small and, like, things just didn't happen in the other part of town where, like, regular people were just trying to live. But, like, all these people were getting injured on a daily basis at Action Park. And I'm like, man, like, I can't imagine. Like,
yeah, it's fucked.
It's really fucked.
So go check see Dune.
Go see Dune.
Harvey Bardem's in it.
Yeah, Javier Bardem's in it. Yeah.
Did you know a new Dune trailer dropped? No, so switching downshift here, Brian, you popped the news to us earlier about someone in the wrestling world has left us.
And it is unfortunate. But today we did lose Joe Laurinaitis, also known as Road Warrior Animal. He passed away at the age of 60. WWE announces that he passed away. There's no cause of death, but it looks like he just kind of passed away in his sleep or something. It looks like it's natural causes. There was no accidental death or anything, but 60 is still, and I say this as a 30-year-old, but 60 is still young.
Yeah, it's soon.
It's 5 years before retirement.
Yeah. So
the average retirement.
So yeah. And they were also, you know, him and Hawk, whose real name was Michael Hegstrand. He passed away, like, I want to say 15 years ago. They were this tag team that had, like, all the belts. They were like the Dudley Boys of their time, and, like, they held the titles in, like, every major promotion. They were the tag team in the 70s and 80s. And they were also known as, like, the Road Warriors or the Legion of Doom.
Well, they were originally the Road Warriors, and then they took on the name the Legion of Doom when they went to the WWF.
Yeah, because I think they didn't want to piss off Mel Gibson, I guess. I don't know.
No, it was the WWF didn't want to capitalize on their fucking popularity in the NWA.
Which is stupid.
Fucking stupid, like, yeah.
Because they're still showing up with, you know, like, football pads with giant spikes on them. I mean, like, it's the same guys, obviously.
Right. Like, and so they won't call them the Road Warriors, but they'll call them Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal.
The
Legion of Doom, yeah.
I, at that point, I would be pissed off. I would be, like, worried about pissing off DC Comics. You know what I mean? But yeah. I actually had the opportunity to meet Animal at the Great Philadelphia Comic Con, by the way, a couple years ago.
Really?
When he went up there. Yeah, he was there. And
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was kind of tucked away and, like,
the back I remember corner. The Nasty Boys were there.
Yeah, met the Nasty Boys there too.
And you met Ric Flair.
And Ric Flair.
Woo!
Who told me to go to NXT, and I'm like, thanks, brother. I'm still in training, but thank you.
Well, you know you gotta go to NXT, brother.
But yeah, man, Animal was really cool, and, like, I mean, it was funny because, like, he was, like, hanging out in, like, a t-shirt, but still his, like, face paint and all that. And I was like, okay, like, he still, like, looked like a badass. Like, you could tell that dude was, like, just muscle and what have you. And he gave some really good advice too. It was like, I was not expecting to get the better advice from Animal than Ric Flair, but I did. So, and yeah, it kind of sucks. It sucks. It's like, we just keep losing. And like, I think somebody else notably passed away today too. I think it was
Gail Sayers.
Yeah, Gail Sayers from NFL. You might know him from Brian's song. That it's not been a good day for
professional sports.
Yeah. So.
All right. Goddamn, so off with that note.
Yeah.
Zach, you've had some issues with PS5 pre-order. And you're gonna share. Yeah. So
you wanna hey Sean, you should go get a shot from him.
I should.
I need it badly.
He needs it badly because he went through hell.
Sony. It wasn't just Sony, but we'll get to that. We'll start with exactly how this went down. Okay. So predictably, Microsoft broke first and they were like, okay, our console is going to cost $500. Very shortly after that, Sony did their second live stream highlighting their games, stuff like that, showing like new Miles gameplay footage and stuff like that. And then at the end of the presentation, they're like, our system is also $500. And it's like, okay, yeah, great. Then they also said that
the PlayStation 5 will retail for $599 US, $599 US, $599 US.
And then there's ping pong back and forth, volley for
certain. Yep.
Yeah. So
it's Ridge Racer.
I wonder if that guy is going to have five PS5s because he had three PS3s and he had four PS4s and now he's going to have five PS5s.
That might explain what happened on fucking Thursday, but we'll find out. So they said that the next morning, or they basically said the 16th, which was the following day, that they were going to put up the pre-order. So it was like, oh my God, I can pre-order tomorrow. That's amazing. And I was already like, I'm going to stay up till midnight just in case. And then I'll try and grab it then at one of the retailers. And it's great. So I'm hanging out, playing video games, watching movies, whatever. One of my friends texts me at 10:47 and says, oh, PS4s are out, or PS5s are out. You better grab one. And I was like, huh? So like I frantically, I went to Amazon. Amazon's crashing. They don't have any. I went to Target. They're all gone. I went to GameStop. The site's crashed. Went to Walmart. They're all gone.
Best Buy?
That's okay. So that's where the worst part of it comes in. So I got to Best Buy. Best Buy still has some, apparently. So I was like, oh, okay. Add to cart. So began the gauntlet.
drink.
Eat it. So,
obligatory sip.
No, seriously. So I got it in my cart at like 11:05. Was after all this chaos and stuff. It's in my cart. So then begins, I click in. It's like, what's your address? Put that in. Payment method, put that in. Hit next to get to the final page to confirm it, and it just sits there. No load page, nothing. It just blinks, and it stays the same page. And I'm like, uh-oh. Did it again. Same thing. I did that for like 10 minutes. Nothing changed. So then I reloaded the same payout stuff on another tab, got in there this time, I hit next, and a little spinny wheel thing came up, the Best Buy spinny thing, and it just sits there for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not going to touch anything because I want my PS5, and then an error code pops up that says, we could not complete your order this time, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I go back in, they're still available, so I take that one out, put another one in my cart, repeat the process. This went on for 2.5 hours. Until finally they just were like, it's sold out. We weren't able to take down the listing fast enough. So people just keep putting them in their carts, even though they're non-existent.
Been there, done that.
And it's not like I could have gone anywhere else because everywhere else was already gone. Like Amazon was dead and all that. So it's not like Best Buy ruined my chances. It was just all the retailers jumped the gun and fucked us. So
yeah, sounds about right.
Sony has since come out and apologized and says there's more on the way sometime in the next week, apparently. So I'm watching everything like a madman because I just want to get my goddamn PS5. Of course, Microsoft capitalized on that as any company should. And they got on their Twitter on the 16th after this had all happened. It was chaos and went, hey, just to let our Xbox guys know, our date is set in stone and none of them are going live until 11 a.m. It was like kind of a shot at Sony for what they did. And everybody went, oh yes, Xbox, much more organized, this is better, blah, 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 you know, the fanboys. Ironically, that meant fucking nothing, because at 11 a.m. on, I think it was Monday at 11 a.m., all the sites crashed. So they had,
because well, you know what people were doing, they're just going refreshing, yeah. Going refreshing.
Yeah, because guess what? If you don't have digital queues and you don't have bot captures and you don't limit to one per customer, you're not doing any better than Sony. Like, and that's what happens. And the worst part is GameStop. This was their fault. GameStop put a false fucking queue. Ooh. They just put up a page that said you're in a queue to buy an Xbox. Congratulations! Like, once this, do not refresh the page. Once it's loaded, you're in. That was a fucking lie, because I left that page open. I wasn't trying to buy one for myself, I should add. I was trying to help my brother. He actually managed to get through Microsoft's store, which was having Best Buy glitchy problems, but he got his Xbox, so he's happy. So just as an experiment, I left the GameStop page alone to see, like, hey, maybe if I do get one, I can put it on eBay or something. So that queue left me hanging for an hour and a half. I had to refresh the page myself, and it just went back to the normal GameStop page. It was never going to take me to the Xbox.
Bastards.
So it's like, both companies, this is not acceptable. This is completely unacceptable behavior. Like, what happened to, like, putting up pre-orders like a year in advance so that you could make them to meet demand?
Right?
That's what I want to know.
COVID happened.
Like, that's what, nah, that's no excuse for this. All they had to do is, like, hey, COVID happened, so it's going to take some of you a little longer to get your PS5, but we're making it. So that's
I'm saying that's going to be their buffer excuse. Like, due to restraints by COVID.
And
it's a bullshit excuse.
We're going to tell them to eat shit is what's going to happen if they use that excuse.
It's like Zach said, I completely agree with him on this one. It's like, back in the day, that's what you did, was like, hey, we're putting out a pre-order, which was also kind of like putting out feelers and seeing, like, how much product do we need to make to meet the demand? And they don't do that shit anymore.
No, now it's because they get off on this. They want, and by not letting people have it, their demand for it becomes even greater. So they think, if they're like, we'll put it out in packs, so people keep freaking out. It's like, you're not helping anything by doing this.
They're creating an artificial demand by doing this.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's false fear.
It's the same shit that Nintendo's guilty of too. Because
NES Classic. I forgot about the NES.
That absolutely was creating an artificial demand.
Yes, that was because
everybody wanted one of those.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
And the thing is, with the Wii, it's like, I'm a little more lenient on the Wii because I don't think anybody expected the Wii to be that popular. But, like,
it was also a full-fledged system.
Yeah.
In college, I paid for my rent. Because I sat in line to buy a Wii at launch.
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Sorry.
Are you yelling at the cat?
Yeah.
The black cat named T'Challa. That's funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's my roommate's cat. He's being a dick.
Wakanda forever. So I bought it, like the first Wii, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and sell it on eBay for $300 profit. There you go. Rent's paid.
Literally.
That was no back bullshit. In college,
no though, bullshit,
but,
man.
But, like, yeah.
In Nintendo's defense, they got better. Like, the Switch was handled just fine.
Yeah.
The only reason that we had problems with the Switch when COVID happened was because nobody anticipated COVID. So Nintendo just wasn't making units fast enough for that demand. That's nobody's fault.
And also, everybody was stuck at home and they were like, I guess I'm going to play video games now.
Yeah. So they couldn't have prepared for that. So I have no ill will for them. For that, because nobody could have predicted that. Now, these numbskulls at Microsoft and Sony, who know that this has been happening for 6 months, just went, oh, it'll be fine. We'll just do it this way. It's like, you guys are fucking assholes. Oh,
speaking of Microsoft, here who bought Bethesda.
Oh, that's another, gonna be another one of these?
Bethesda has bought Microsoft in everything that implies. So, some PlayStation games.
Yeah.
So that's how far Microsoft's tentacles reach, even to PlayStation.
Before we do that, I have a video I want to share with everybody, because I feel like, Zach, you kind of went through this. And there's already a sketch for it. So if you don't mind, can I play a video?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's fine.
It's probably just going to make me upset. But
probably.
My SSD is so fast, I'll load you in seconds. And I go both ways, digital or disc version.
This is literally all I've ever wanted.
You haven't even seen my graphics.
Take my money. I want you. I need you.
You can pre-order me tomorrow. See then?
What am I supposed to do until tomorrow?
Hey.
Oh, hi, PS4. What are you doing here?
I've been here the whole time. Did you want a game? Surprise! You can order me early.
What? Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, so who f***ing cares? Do you really even need it?
Yes! God, shut up! Look, I'm sorry, but just be quiet.
You can have me if you can find me.
Oh, I will find you.
You're a bitch, you know that? Sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of all the money being spent on me right now.
Oh-ho, you're at Walmart.
Ooh, sorry, just sold out on Walmart.
Okay, I'll check Target.
God, you're pathetic. Ooh, just sold out on there, too.
But you just went live.
I know.
Okay, GameStop.
You can try.
Why isn't this loading? It's saying that I'm being blocked.
You might have to get in your Prius. Drive.
What do you mean? Like, drive to an actual store like it's 2012?
Yeah.
Why isn't this refreshing? Stupid fucking internet. That's... Babe, could you get in here and bring your phone and your computer?
Is it important?
Yes, it's important. Are you fucking kidding me? God, this is so frustrating. Oh, I'm gonna check Best Buy again.
Oh, now you're getting hot.
Yes! I got into my cart! Finally!
We're gonna be together.
This is happening, baby.
Uh-oh.
What? No, my shopping cart won't let me check out.
Better luck tomorrow on Amazon.
Look, what can I give you? Because I'll give you anything. Do you want all my money? My 401k? Both of my children? Because you can have them! Oh, can you hook me up with PlayStation 5?
Wow, really?
I'm sorry, I have to get this. What? It went through! Yes!
What? My bitch, you basic.
Literally, this is the best day ever. This is the best day of my life!
See you in November, baby.
All right. Yeah, but that's bullshit because he got one. So that's fucking.
It should have ended with
literally should have ended with the Best Buy.
Did I get it? I got it. I didn't get it.
Did I get it? Did I the Best Buy? Just keeps refreshing.
And it should have been like awkwardly sitting there, like paused between him and PS4, be like, "So you want a game?" And she'd be like, "Well, just... now you want a game."
Man, I got mad.
Yep. So yeah,
and Xbox did the same thing. Like this. Yep. I don't know what kind of guerrilla tactic this is for them against us, but this is bullshit. This is bullshit. In 2020, this is unacceptable. I will never deal with this kind of bullshit ever again. Until, of course, PS5 goes, "Oh, we got more," and I try again.
So, Bethesda got bought out by Microsoft.
Now, that actually, to me, is actually a really good play by them, because let's be honest, their exclusives all suck ass now, except for Forza, which is a car game. Halo is a shell of its former self. Gears of War is a repetitive, last-gen-looking fucking whatever piece of crap. So if they're going to buy studios that'll make good games,
yeah,
that's strategically, that makes sense. I mean, obviously, I'm upset because I like Bethesda, and I'm sure after Starfield and Elder Scrolls come out, there will be no more PlayStation Bethesda games.
I don't know. I don't think. I mean, as much as I would like to say that Microsoft is that stupid, I don't think they'd turn down the opportunity to make that sweet dollar off a Sony customer.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what direction they're going to go with that. But I also don't know why you would buy Bethesda if you don't intend to make exclusive games.
Right.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is that, like, they're probably during initial release, they'll be exclusive. And then they'll pull the Skyrim strategy and then just do releases. Oh, in 6 months, we'll release on PS5.
Another
in a year, we'll release on Switch.
In another 6 months or in 2 years, we'll release it on the fridge.
Right.
Yeah, I actually saw a tweet that said Microsoft just bought Bethesda so that the head of Bethesda would not try to port it to your phone.
Yeah, that's
I was joking with Colin that you could use shout voice commands in Windows, like Dova King.
Yeah, there's also rumors that they're buying Sega, I've heard, possibly. Can you imagine? That's what I heard.
They're gonna buy Sega from Nintendo?
Possibly.
Sega's still its own thing. It's just they license with Nintendo to put stuff on. So the Nintendo does not own Sega.
Yeah.
Hey, remember back in the day when Microsoft tried to buy Nintendo?
I think so.
And remember like 2 weeks ago when they tried to buy Bungie?
And Bungie's like, fuck you.
And literally I just went on Twitter and went, see, Halo Infinite is garbage.
Well, to be fair,
why else would you try to buy fucking Bungie?
Dude, come on. Bungie's last Halo game was garbage.
Oh, no. Reach was okay.
No, it wasn't.
It was okay. It wasn't as good as the other games.
It was fun to fuck in.
I was going to say, put Reach next to Halo 4 and try to
Reach was actually not that bad.
Reach was the least good Bungie Halo, whereas 4 and 5 are embarrassments.
So I'll say this much. I actually went back and played through like all of the Master Chief Collection, and I actually bought Halo 5 because it was 75% off, so it was like $12.99 on the Microsoft Store for like the day I bought it. So I was like, okay. I beat it in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too. Brian had another window open.
Brian was doing his best Multiplicity impersonation.
I like how literally, like, Sean and I just stopped and were like, wait.
It's a glitch in the Matrix. Somebody's changed something.
Yeah, Colin randomly messaged me that morning and was like, hey, Zach, what are your thoughts on Halo 5? And I went,
I beat the campaign in a day. So, like, obviously, it wasn't, like, overly difficult.
Nor was it good.
I don't know. I think 4 and 5 were about on the same level. Like, as in...
Yeah, they were
passable.
No, they weren't.
I'm not saying, like, they wowed me like 1, 2, or 3 did, but...
No, 5 is very simple. 5 was advertised as you're hunting Master Chief. Did that happen in that game?
No.
That's all you need.
You played half the game as Locke, and you were supposedly hunting Master Chief, and then the other half you actually played as Master Chief. So
and then there's that epic moment where you're like, oh my god, Master Chief's like 3 floors below us. This is it. We're gonna see him. What's gonna happen? Are we gonna fight? Are we gonna fight? 3-minute cutscene. Move on to the next level.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it was irritating. I've still got
post pre-order rage.
No, it's fine. Because I remember the memes for this Bethesda getting bought by Microsoft have been.
Mwah. Oh, yeah. Chef's kiss. Great. Well, also because they're making fun of Halo Infinite in the process, which, of course, I'm really enjoying. I'm really enjoying.
I do love the steamed hams meme.
Yeah, from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Eat gods.
Oh, no.
Eat gods. My
system is ruined.
But what if?
I'm loving the memes of the different
consoles. I bought
consoles.
Another company and passed it off as my own.
Yep.
Yeah, Skinner, you're a genius.
The different consoles, like the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X looking like a fridge, and the other one's like a Wi-Fi router. PS5's a Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, and then the Series X, which looks like an iPod.
Yep.
It really does. It does. It's got the circle wheel and everything.
Weird little thing.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I can finally upgrade my piece of shit Xbox One because my brother's getting a Series X. He will now give me his Xbox One X. So then that one I could probably...
What's the difference?
The Xbox One X was the 4K compatible upgraded version of the Xbox One, whereas mine is mine's literally like launch day the first time old. So when I get my brother's, I'm going to... When I get my brother's, I'm going to chuck this one in the river.
Or just give it to Sean.
Actually, I have to give it to my dad, actually.
Yeah,
my dad asked for it. He was like, can we play Halo together if I have one? I was like, yeah, yeah, we can.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, he did that in college. Like, Josh went to Penn State and I went to WVU, and he didn't want to be like, mom and dad didn't want to be calling every day asking what's going on with the kids or whatever. So my dad's super smart, like, big brain strategy to keep tabs on the kids was he bought the Master Chief Edition Xbox 360, and mm-hmm. it came with Halo 3, and he just like would play Halo with us two or three nights a week. And that worked, and like literally everybody we knew and everybody we played with was like, I wish my dad would play Halo with me. And I was like, we're just sitting there going, I don't know what to tell you, man, sorry, our dad's awesome. He was good at it too. I watched him kill some of my friends and I was just like, ah. So good times. It was good times. Unfortunately, it hasn't been like that in a long time. Halo sucks.
Yeah, well. Well, the problem is, like, I'd like to play, like, the old versions, like, the old Xbox versions, but I can't, because I have to play, like, the Master Chief Collection, which is 343, which is, like, eh.
So here's the thing that I've learned, because I never buy games twice, but I did this time. I got the Master Chief Collection when it came out on Xbox, because it was supposed to be, like, the updated versions of all the games and all that. They were not good. Like, it ran poorly, its launch was a disaster, the online stuff didn't work, and stuff like that. Now, I have Master Chief Collection on PC through Steam, and that is the best version of these Halo games I've ever played in my life. Like, it was made to play on PC, the graphics are better, everything moves, like, the online stuff works better, there's better incentives, because PC version, you can actually get, like, weapon skins, visor colors, all sorts of crazy shit that was never in the old version of the game. So I'm really enjoying MCC on PC, especially since they just put in ODST.
That was a lot of abbreviations in one sentence.
So, I know it was a lot. But yeah, no, it's great on PC, as is many things as I'm learning. Like, I kind of understand why PC people are so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this much. I agree with you, Zach, that of all the games, I think ODST has been my favorite.
Oh, by far and away the best Halo game. Ironic, since Master Chief's not in it.
Right. Now, mind you, if you ask me which is my favorite amongst the Master Chief ones, I'd say Halo 2.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Dual-wielding Needlers, need I say more.
And the Arbiter story is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
That's just without question. And then in 3, they turned him into Derpy McDumbass.
That was my old high school wrestling name.
I've waited 10 years to kill the Prophet of Truth, and we're going to get to watch him get dispatched in a cutscene. Thanks, Bungie.
The worst.
Bastards.
I know. But yeah, so... Yeah, so Bethesda's a Microsoft company now.
Hey, that's probably good for them. They probably needed that. Bethesda was not in a great spot. Like, let's be honest. Like, 76 was a colossal failure.
Yeah.
Even to this day with the updates, they could not save that.
Did you hear about Fallout 4 VR?
Yes.
So they released it. When they released Fallout 4 VR... They were working on, because Bethesda was working on some kind of like 4 or 8K monitor, and they took the resolution of the monitor they were using, but they had that same thing, and then squished around to a VR headset. Well, not everybody has a 4K monitor. Most of everybody has a 1080p monitor. So it's just a 1080p screen wrapped around your head, and everything looks like, you know, like you have... You know, you don't have your glasses. Like, everything's, like, blurry, and you're just, like, looking around, like what the hell? And this was at launch.
Well, this is what glaucoma feels like.
Well, I just think, and it's nothing against VR, because I used to talk a lot of shit on VR, but I've learned through Sean that there are good VR games out there. However, I think trying to port games that weren't made for VR into VR is a bad endeavor. That's just my opinion. Doom VR, terrible idea.
I played Skyrim in VR, and I still get kind of motion sick just because the way you move. And I mean, you can switch it to comfort, but it's a little awkward and a little laggy.
That's saying a lot. You're saying you get motion sick. Imagine me trying to play that.
You would turn to a lawn sprinkler.
No, yeah. It's different for everybody, Colin. Like, when I play the VR games, I actually found a weakness, too, in the VR games, because I can't move when I play them. I have to teleport, which is a function in games. You can choose to either move freely with your joysticks or just point and click and move to a spot. I have to do that because if I move around too much, I get motion sick. So
pre-ordered Squadrons. Well, that's coming out.
Okay, now see, that makes sense because that was pre-developed for both console and VR. It's not being ported.
Exactly.
So that will be just fine. And since it's cockpit only, it's perfect for VR.
Oh, by the way, try to find a joystick now. Can't. Yeah. So I just ordered an Xbox controller with a long cable. That's from Amazon Basics.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Because it was like, all right, it's $20, whatever.
Going back to the whole like Microsoft buying Bethesda thing. I saw this meme and it made me laugh my ass off. And then I was like, oh, that's sad too. Because it was like, what was it? Like Obsidian was like, finally we're free from them. And then like,
yeah.
And then it's just like,
and now they're back.
We're back.
Yay? Question mark.
Dinner's on the table. Okay.
I thought I was rid of you.
Yeah, really?
Oh my god. Well,
but as far as all the bad news with pre-orders, there was some good news with pre-orders today, particularly for me and Brian.
Oh yeah.
So, before we do that, can I say something real fast too?
Yeah.
And it's just real quick. Unfortunately, it would seem as though people who were trying to order an Xbox Series X might have mixed that up with ordering an Xbox One X.
I heard about that.
Because it was released, if I can look it up, it was released that people were accidentally pre-ordering those or ordering those instead.
Yeah, there was a what they called a surprise uptick in Xbox One X sales because people weren't paying attention. But this is what happens when you give them stupid names as opposed to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Xbox, okay, and I'll be quick with this. From Yahoo, Xbox Series X and S, old console sales surge on pre-order day amid apparent naming confusion. If there's a number, I'll say it. Oh my god, okay, holy shit. Xbox One X sales rank is up 747% on Amazon. Dude.
Oh. Holy shit.
Oh,
holy shit.
I had no idea the number was that fucking high.
Dude, that's like at least 1,000 people are going to be really pissed off.
That's a $400 typo.
Oh my God. Man, I hope Amazon's putting out emails going, hey, don't know if you're aware.
Did you need to do this?
But you bought a 4-year-old console.
Oh my God.
Did you mean to do that? Like, they better send out some kind of verification email or something, because that's incredible. Shit.
That's man, funny.
And imagine how bad some of these people.
Well, we got
people...
it soon. Oh, look at it. It looks really, really nice.
Yeah, it's going to show up at their doors, like, tomorrow.
That wow, I didn't so, think this came out to what the fuck is
that
this?
Is so hold bad. On.
I feel so I just, bad for oh, Amazon.
Hold on.
The workers and the return.
Some kid is gonna get this for Christmas.
Oh.
What, you think they're gonna hold on to it for like 4 months because they don't realize?
Grandma's no. probably gonna. Some grandma's probably like, oh, I'm ordering the Xbox for him. He's gonna be so happy. And it's like, oh, right,
there's,
grandma,
there's,
cool.
there's no way an 80-year-old woman was able to. Man, I hope not. I really hope not.
It's 2020, man. Anything's possible.
Oh, boy. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was incredible when that news crossed my eyes this morning. I was like, ha!
747% uptick on Xbox.
That's what you get when you give them stupid-ass names. Like at first, it was literally Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One. Then they came out with that upgraded console, and then it became the Xbox One X, which was already kind of dangerous, and then they do the Xbox Series X. Like, what are you people doing? You're out of your minds.
I'm just saying whoever...
It's like whoever, release...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying whoever had the foresight to say, let's just call it the PS2, deserves a freaking raise and some back pay. Because, like, PS2, PS3, PS4, it makes sense.
It's like Vanilla Ice explaining his difference between his song Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure in terms of the background music. All the difference is the...
Just that itty-bitty change.
All you had to do was come out and call it the Xbox Cubed with a little 3 at the end of the Xbox. That would have been fine. Or just X3.
Paint it a different color?
Well, I wouldn't paint it a different color. I mean, I know PlayStation did, and that was bold.
Oh, very bold. Call it the X Pylon or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, come up with anything. X Pylon is even something.
I guarantee you, after 5 or 6 years, the PlayStation 5 will look like a compact Presario. But you know, because of the aging, but depending on what house it's in.
Or even just go crazy with it. Call it the X Trapezoid. I don't know. Like, come up with something that makes it different. Because this is not consumer's fault. This is Microsoft's fault.
The X2.
I came up with something. I got a name for it. Instead of calling it the Xbox Series X, which Xbox X, call it the Xbox Rec. Because not only is it a rectangle, but then like that also invokes recreation.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
So, the Xbox Rec.
All right, Brian came up with that.
Brian came up with that in two and a half minutes.
And these marketing people that are getting paid.
Pay me, Microsoft.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars per year.
Yeah.
Series X.
Well, just remember, this is the company that can't make video games either. That's why they're buying studios.
Yeah.
This is...
Like have all that PlayStation, money. That's why I switched sides. That's why I switched to PS4 because they have a shitload of exclusives that are all fantastic.
But don't you care about watching TV on your Xbox, Zach?
Once you hook up your cable and once.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is a funny story. We're trying to watch football, right? And I'm sitting there. I'm like, there's gotta be. I mean, Xbox, the Microsoft store, has to have Xfinity. You know that little company Comcast, right? They have to have an app there somewhere. No, it's not in there. Oh, what if I click this TV thing? Hook up your cable box. Who has a cable box in this age of everyone's cutting their cords?
Nobody.
Idiots. No, not that. I'm talking about Xbox, not the people that own it.
But, like, you know, it's just like... Put your hand down.
I'm talking about Xbox not having an app. Those people are idiots.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the thing is, that's okay. Maybe they don't. Because I was gonna say, because I have a Roku enabled TV, so I have Xfinity. I have Xfinity on my TV.
And Brian left the chat. He was just so pissed. I guess we said the safe word Xfinity. Well, it's been a perfectly good hour. You've been wasting with Bully going nowhere.
Oh, hang on. He's back.
Here he is.
He's back. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I was going to add to the whole Xbox thing about them not being able to make games and just be like, Mama says Microsoft's so ornery because they got all that money and no video games.
Literally.
Remember when Microsoft used to actually be good?
Oh, yeah. But I prepared to end on a high note with the Hasbro story, so it's okay. Yes. We won't go out on a depressing whim.
There we go. Go ahead.
So Hasbro PulseCon is coming up this weekend. I believe it's Friday and Saturday. But today, what was today and tomorrow is when you could buy. They took all the convention exclusive figures that were supposed to go to Comic Con, New York Toy Fair, all that stuff, and put them up on Hasbro Pulse for people to buy. And so. He was asking me about a Lord Draken figure, which I actually didn't know they were putting out as part of this whole thing.
It was supposed to be a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Yes, and I was going in after Cobra Commander, which was like the special like Serpent Supreme Cobra Commander with the King's robe and all that stuff, which is really cool. And then they had like a Star Wars thing, but it wasn't very good. And they had a Ghostbusters thing that wasn't very good. And a Marvel Legends thing that wasn't very good. But people wanted them. So I told Brian, like, hey, thankfully the first day is for premium members only, which this nerd is one. So he was like, hey, can you help me get a Draken? And I was like, oh yeah, totally, I'll get one. Even though I was kind of worried that I wouldn't get one, but I was like, no, I can get one.
Your boy is a premium member.
Pull the con around. They wish to pull the bins around. They wish to mingle with the commoners today.
I literally was like that when they said,
"No, it's fine."
You could say that. Like I'd have my finger on the pulse.
But the problem is, I was just like Sean. Not in that voice, obviously. But when I found out there were two stocks, like there's a stock for premium members and then they had a stock for regular consumers the next day, like a jackass like that, even in that voice, I could be like, I think premium members should be have access to all of the action figures. And if there aren't any left, well, too bad for the people that don't have premium.
I think a more accurate statement is in Ocean's 13, where Ruben goes up to the blackjack table and he goes, raise the minimum. I like to play all the seats.
But this worked out because Brian, I texted Brian at like 11:55 and I was like, all right, 5 minutes, here we go. And they went live at 12, and at no joke, at 12:02, I texted Brian and I was like, I have your Draken figure. And he was like, holy shit. Said 2 minutes. So I got my Cobra Commander and I got his Draken figure, and they used a fucking CAPTCHA to get bots out of there so they couldn't buy any action figures. And they limited one per customer on all the figures. So it was like, like, you all need to fucking, like, these people need to learn from Hasbro, because Hasbro is actually listening to their customers when they complain. But the important thing is, and I don't think that was a pre-order. I'm pretty sure, like, in like a week or less, Brian's going to have his Draken and I'm going to have my Cobra Commander, which is very, very exciting.
I'm very happy. I'm so happy right now.
Dude, so am I.
And the thing is, too, because I might try and get some stuff tomorrow because I want that Cobra Commander and I want to see some of the Transformers stuff that they have, but I was absolutely losing my mind over whether or not I was going to get a Lord Draken. The thing is, on Amazon UK, they're already available, and I've seen photos on some of the Facebook groups I'm a part of where these people are opening up Amazon boxes and they've got like three of the fuckers, and I'm like, fuck you.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and there's also a risk there because it's Amazon that your shit's coming damaged, so it ain't worth it.
Yeah,
is not worth it.
Like I got a Mighty Morphin Pink Ranger from the Lightning Collection, and like they sent it in like a bubble mailer.
Yes, and a fucking envelope.
I was so fucking mad.
I was furious.
Like the box is like damaged and shit. I'm like, she's like the hardest figure to find right now in that line, and
fucking,
you sit it in a fucking bubble mailer.
Fucking G.I. Joe Storm Shadow was an Amazon exclusive, and I was like, son of a bitch, because I knew that was going to happen, and sure enough, it came. Massive dent in the back of the box, which I've every night have been leaving out overnight while I sleep.
So this is my impersonation of Amazon delivering one of Zach's figures. You ready? Ready? Ready?
Hey, don't forget to kick it.
Oh.
Don't forget to kick it.
Don't forget to wipe your ass with
it.
There you go.
There you go. That's
Oh,
that's
wait.
Delivered, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anything else I order from Amazon, even fucking food, comes in a box and it's totally unharmed. But when I get an action figure, I've got two with bent backboards, and I've got the dented fucking Storm Shadow. Like, what is with these people?
Zach, believe me, I understand the struggle. The struggle's real.
But it's okay. Our Hasbro Pulse figures are shipping in boxes with those big bubbles of packed air, so we're going to be just fine.
Thank God.
So you've got your beautiful Draken. I've got my Cobra. Life is good. I should warn you, though, tomorrow, you want to be on there right at noon if you want your Cobra and grab it immediately, because they do have stock, but today's premium stock was the first one to sell out of all the figures.
Well, yeah.
Which was very surprising. I figured it would have been one of the Star Wars ones, but it wasn't.
Brian, you know what that means? It means you're not going to be able to sleep in until 3 o'clock.
Oh, leave him alone. Let the man sleep.
Leave Brian alone.
Let the man. Sometimes you got to stay up till 3 and play video games. I get that. I understand.
For God's sakes, let the boy live at your house.
But the other thing we have to be worried about.
I'm the O'Hurley boy.
There's also more to worry about, Brian. You mentioned Transformers. They're not available to buy yet, but Hasbro put up preview images of a brand new set of Beast Wars figures for the new Netflix show. And the first one they showed was fucking T-Rex Megatron, and I almost peed my pants.
Oh, you know, we were talking about that earlier, but speaking of Netflix, so they canceled Dark Crystal.
Oh, yes!
Supposed to leave on a high note, man.
I know, but he's right. This is important because this is important to talk about on the podcast.
We have to. It's a jam-packed show, like I told you.
So yes, that incredible, vibrant, painstaking effort that won them an Emmy this past weekend on Tuesday was enough for them to go, we're canceling it.
I'm not surprised because they did this shit with the Marvel stuff.
Well, that was Disney. That wasn't Netflix's fault. Disney was, when they put out Disney Plus, they said they were going to start making Marvel
stuff. Still, it was good, and they canceled it. That's mine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's Netflix in a nutshell, though. It's like, but isn't Henson Productions that only lasts
owned by Disney?
What?
What?
Isn't Henson Productions owned by Disney at this point?
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No, it is. It is.
But this was a Netflix decision. Like, if you read the article, Netflix chose to cancel this. This wasn't, they had to cancel. This isn't like when Disney forced them to cancel Daredevil and stuff like that. Netflix made this decision. This is their fault.
Well, then I think Disney might pick them up. Who knows? They might.
They're probably gonna.
Well, apparently Netflix still owns them, because all the articles say that the producers are still looking for some kind of way to finish telling the story. And I'm like, yo, like, we don't want an animated movie. We don't want a comic book. We want the rest of the show.
The series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, one more season. You can wrap it in one more season.
I mean, what did they even cite a reason as to why they canceled it? Was it what, production costs were too high?
They did not. I'm going to assume production costs was too high, and I'm going to assume, just based on what I observed, that it was low viewer numbers, because it was only in the top 10 the first 2 days it was out, and then it plummeted. Whereas like Cobra Kai, which they just bought from YouTube like 3 or 4 weeks ago, has not left the top 10 since they got it, and they haven't even made any more yet.
Right, because they've only got the first
two seasons, first, I think.
Two seasons, and they only have Karate Kid 2, and they don't have the original Karate Kid.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
No, they have the original Karate Kid.
Are you sure? Because I checked and it wasn't there.
I've watched all three of the Karate Kid films on Netflix.
Yeah, recently? but not recently.
Recently?
Recently, yeah, have you watched the next Karate Kid? They traded Karate Kid 1 for Cobra Kai.
I was going to say,
Cobra Kai is apparently good from what I hear.
Cobra Kai is amazing.
The thing is, like, I want to watch it, but I want to watch the Karate Kid, but I don't want to pay another, like, $3 to watch it.
$4. I own Karate Kid.
Wait, you have the DVD in the vault?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
It exists.
You know what's funny about Cobra Kai is...
Oh, you're right. They took them all off. God damn it.
Told you, they're gone.
Netflix, if it's really good and it makes a lot of sense, and if it's successful, it's bye-bye.
Well, at the same time, it's not 100%. I understand Netflix reasoning. The main issue, the big issue here, is that people want to watch dumb stuff. It's the same problem we have with movies. As long as it makes money, it doesn't matter if it's stupid. These people will keep making them. So people watch Dark Crystal. I know plenty of my friends. I tried to get them to watch it, and they went, oh, this isn't really for me. And
there's,
I'm like,
hey, it's there's actually be. One in Netflix. In Netflix's defense, there is actually a good show coming out, and it's a reality show, but whatever. And I don't usually like reality shows, but it's called The Cabin, and it stars Bert Kreischer. And he has guests like, Gabriel Iglesias, Tom Segura, like a bunch of other celebrities. Joe McHale comes on there. And it's just they all visit his house in the cabin. They just deal with some wackadoo shit. And it's just basically like his podcast where he cooks and they just chat. So that actually seems like a really good series.
I tweeted
the trailer on YouTube.
So it's the machines version of comedians in cars getting coffee,
but it's in a cabin.
It reminds me kind of John Favreau doing that chef show where he basically just like cooks for his friends.
Yeah, I love shit. I love that show, and I love that movie. That movie's so good.
What was it? I was going to say. We were talking about Cobra Kai. Going back to that real fast, and I know we started this talking about Dark Crystal, but going to Cobra Kai because there's a lot on. Two things. One, I've talked to a lot of people who say that this is very reminiscent or what they think Power Rangers should feel like. Because there's a lot of like that dynamic in there, and like I can't remember what the characters' names are, but there were absolutely some scenes where it felt like a Jason Tommy kind of rivalry thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
And like I think that fight that was in the high school hallway.
Yeah,
was very reminiscent of that, and I was like, "Okay, cool." And I saw a bit of it. I was like, "Yeah, this would probably work."
And the music.
Yeah,
holy shit.
If you were trying to reboot like Mighty Morphin, like not like
yeah, they could do it replace, with these actors and this crew. Yeah.
So, and also too, I just updated my McAfee, whatever. McAfee, yeah. And I just found out that I get a free VPN with that. So I'm going to check and see if I can't find some of
Let me know how that works and, like, you know, how easy it is to switch over. Who are you going through for the VPN?
So for instance, knowing me, I went with Japan real fast, and I went to Netflix, and I was able to look at, like, all these films that were not available in the United States. And then, like, Canada, what is it? Canada, I can watch Ghibli films on Netflix. I can also watch Lord of the Rings on Netflix too. So it's like,
yeah, shit's weird, man.
You should try to find Supaidaman.
Supaidaman. Oh my God. Yes. I need Supaidaman.
Yes.
I have looked.
It's the best.
Leopardon.
I had the opportunity to buy a Leopardon for like $200 at Power and Morphicon back in 2016, and I did not have the money.
No.
But there was one sitting in the box, and I was like,
Oh, that's like a.
I think it was earlier this year. I heard they were making a new one of those.
Really?
I can't for life me remember where it was on. It was on the Swoosh.
Ooh, hold on, Solo Chogokin. I think it was Solo Chogokin. Yes, that's right.
How much is it?
Give me 1 second.
Right. Ouch.
Enhance.
Print the damn thing.
Ooh. Okay. Bandai GX33 Spider-Man and Leopardon Solo Chogokin metal figure on Amazon for $321.68 with.
Oh, what a steal! What a steal!
Why?
I mean, as in they're stealing your money.
Toy collecting is hard as an adult.
It's not even that. Like, they go out of their way to make these crazy, like, Super Mafex and all that for all these crazy money when it's like, you get really, like, obviously that's much, much, much better, but you get decent, like, articulation and detail off of these guys, and they don't cost that.
They cost, like, what, $20 a piece?
$20 a piece.
Here we go.
And then once you get a hit, they go for like $300 on eBay sometimes.
I just sent a link to the Amazon listing. It looks pretty.
Yeah.
It looks very pretty.
Oh no, it's very pretty, and I think it comes with the wrist thing.
I don't see that, but I see that it comes with like a tiny Spider-Man or Supaidaman with his car.
Well, it's been about an hour and 15 minutes.
We got lost in toy talk.
So yeah. That being said, let's go with the plugs here. And Colin, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
You can find me on the World Wide Web on Twitter, at Castwave Studios. You can also find my work at jinblossomscomic.tumblr.com or on Webtoon. That's it.
All right. Cool. Zach, where can we find you?
Primarily, you can find me on here or when I'm writing blogs on the Castwave blog.
Yes. Can they follow you on Twitter?
I would. I mean, if they would want to, I would recommend they read first and then decide if they want to follow me on Twitter. But anyway, it's zpatterstein_sw.
All right.
And enter at your own risk, because I like to say things that make people angry.
Fair.
So he's an awesome person to follow. And then, Brian, where can we find you in the World Wide Web?
All right. So I got a couple things to plug. For starters, on Twitter at One Drunk Geek, be sure to check out the new episode that we did of the Surly Russian Imperial Stout. Woo. Thank you, Colin, for that, by the way. I absolutely needed your help with filming that, because I just can't get that crap done by myself. I'm sorry. So thank you. Also find me on Instagram at Draken22 and, be sure to check out, I've been working with our buddies over at X75 Productions on Voices from the Grid. I've got Broom with Evil Part 1 and 2 out. I did with Michael Lindebaum, friend of the studio. And I also just wrote an article on Retro Sentai Tokuger. Check that out, too. So, yeah, I got plenty. I've been kind of busy, believe it or not. So check out all that content. Sean, where can we find you on the Worldwide Wonder Woobs?
Oh, the Wonder Woobs. You can find me at Twitter at Dash Rendering. The same on my Oculus. The same on Xbox. The same. It's all the same. So just find me there. Yeah, you know, tune in to Castwave Studios here on Twitch at twitch.tv/castwave underscore studios, where, you know, we have lots of fun with podcasting here. And also, I'm going to start streaming on Tuesday nights at 9:30. And it's basically dealer's choice. Whatever you want me to play, tweet me. I'll play it. It's including Beat Saber. You can select any modifications or even expert level and just watch me, you know, fall into a breathing mess of sweat and shame. Yeah. So
it is quite fun to watch that.
Yes. Yes. So watch me curse it through.
Cardio, baby.
Yes. Cardio. And that's it. Yeah. That wraps it up.
Hey, all right.
Colin?
Well, until next time, I'm Colin Kakamas for Sean Holmes, Zach Patterson, and Brian Massey. You've wasted another perfectly good hour with Boldly Going Nowhere. Sean, hit me with the outro.
I can get you an outro.
can you?
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.